Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Corey Souder is a head football coach, Southwest Minnesota State, in Marshall. He is a great quarterback at Hutchinson High School and then the University of Minnesota and into the NFL. So I wanted to have him on to talk about, he saw the Gophers play the other day, to talk about that quarterback position, the Gophers, and what he's doing today, and how what is life like in Marshall for him, now a veteran coach in the NSIC who got through COVID last year like the rest of them did, and how did they survive it. Corey, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Maxie, good to be on. I heard the weather report for tomorrow, too, so nothing like 90% chance of rain for our practice tomorrow.
And then you get to go out and recruit the high school kids and watch a high school game at night in the rain, huh?
Exactly. That's just how it is here in Minnesota. So, we absolutely enjoyed today. Beautiful practice weather for us, and we definitely took full advantage of that here this afternoon.
Take me back. We watched Tanner Morgan the other day go 16 for 16 to start a game. What? How does a guy get in a zone like that, and then he comes out and throws two picks? Explain the difference. Is it because people disguise defenses? What is the progression of a quarterback? What is he seeing out there?
Well, you know, playing a quarterback, unique position because, you know, 1 week, literally you can have a game where you're completing 75-80% of your passes and you're on fire. And part of that is just, you know, the combination of the play call versus what you're going to see. And sometimes you're just going to have some easy throws. I mean, we have those games too here at Southwest where before you know it, you get a bunch of completions and some simple throws. And sometimes defenses are going to give you things, more readily. And the better you are, the more you're going to get challenged defensively and try to take away some of those easy things. It's just that risk reward, on the defensive side. You know, sometimes when you've got a lot of weapons, sometimes you're less willing to take some risks, so you're willing to give up some easier throws. So, you know, sometimes it isn't necessarily the accuracy. It's more about, the schematics of what they're going to give you defensively. And, you know, the better you are, the more you're going to have to disguise things too. So
when you're a quarterback for the Gophers are today, how much time do you spend watching the opponent? And what exactly are you looking for? What separates a guy that can really study video versus a guy that doesn't?
Well, you know, when you study video, you know, a lot of times as a young college student athlete, a lot of times they're just kind of looking at generalities, you know, just kind of, oh, that looked like a cool play or that was a cool pass or, you know, this was open. But ultimately, you've got to study each individual player, you know, so you got to break it up. I mean, I think, you know, first and foremost, you got to understand personnel, you know, so whatever position you play, maybe it's offensive line, maybe it's quarterback, maybe it's receiver, but you better know who you're lined up against and study that person. And I think it starts there, but then it builds into, okay, you start looking and you start playing the game and you start playing the tendencies, you know, because every game, every opponent has certain things they like to do, things that they like to hang their hat on. And you better understand what they're trying to do and what they're trying to take away, you know, because every call defensively, you know, they're trying to take something away. They can't take everything away, but they're trying to take something away. And same thing on offense, you know, on every play, you're trying to accomplish something. You're trying to attack an area of the field or a certain position on the field. So you just got to understand that combination and really know that to a T, because essentially when you get on the field, it's a blur. I mean, reality is you get about 2.5 to 3 seconds, you know, and that's it, you know, and then you got to line up and do it again. So you certainly got to trust it, you know, to the point where you're ready to pull the trigger, and you don't second guess what you see. You know, you always, yep. Tom Moore used to always say that with the Indianapolis Colts to Peyton Manning and the crew is, you know, make sure you trust what you see. You know, don't second guess yourself. You see it, you pull the trigger, and you go with it. Nothing worse than
and don't look back,
hesitant,
right?
And all of a sudden, you know, that hesitancy can create an issue or a turnover pretty darn quickly. So just trust what you see, believe it, and throw it. And you know, learn from there, and that's what the great ones do.
Now, I was watching a JV game the other day. They're rotating about three quarterbacks through. You know, one was kind of the classic drop back and throw the ball. The second one was a more of a kind of a gamer runner, and the third one was maybe a little bit more academic about it. And I'm thinking to myself, if you're Corey Sauter and you're saying, I have to decide who's going to be the quarterback for my program, especially as young kids, they don't know what position that they're going to be good at. What do you look at? How would you decide who you're going to make your varsity quarterback? I mean, is it a lot about arm strength, or what would you look at first?
Yeah, no, arm strength is probably one of the least important. I mean, it's kind of nice, you know, to have at times, but probably one of those things that gets glorified way too much. You know, it's something that people look at in the summer camps and things of that nature. But ultimately, when you're picking your quarterback, you got to find somebody that can lead you down the field, somebody that can lead the troops, and it's about production, you know. And when we grade and evaluate quarterbacks in high school, you know, here for the college level, I mean, we have a grid of different things that we're going to look at, but certainly bottom line is, can that guy bring the team down the field and get them in the end zone? And sometimes that doesn't look the prettiest, but they get the job done, you know, and all of a sudden you have another guy that, you know, looks the part, you know, throws some nice spirals, but ultimately they don't have the it factor. And so I think some of that, you gotta let it play out, and you gotta grade it over a course of time, and that's what training camp's for. And, you know, giving them a body of work where you can really get a good solid evaluation.
And sure. And watching how their teammates respond to them, huh?
Correct. I mean, that's the thing, because, you know, if you're playing and you're just noticing guys just aren't running through a wall for that person, that's usually a red flag. You know, something's off. You know, what are they like off the field? What are they like in the locker room? What are they like when the game's over? You know, are they doing the right things, to promote your program? And those things speak louder than anything. So it's really that full meal deal picture that you look at, and it's not just one thing. But, you know, as you mentioned, I mean, arm strength is kind of a nice thing, but it's not the end all, you know, that's going to ultimately help you win football games.
Yeah, I guess you can design some patterns if a guy can get him the ball, right? And it's not very often that you really got to just sling it. It's more about if you got a good leader, you'll find ways to get guys open, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, there's a million different ways you can design plays. It's all about helping that guy design things that help him, you know. So ultimately, you know, from year to year, things are going to change, you know, so essentially you've got to find what your kid can do and really try to put him in a position to be successful. For one kid, it might be more things on the move, you know, some sprint outs and moving the pocket. For another kid, it might be, you know, the quick game, you know, three-step passing. You know, for another kid, it might be just bubble screens and things of that nature. And everyone's a little bit different, but, you know, it doesn't matter what you know as a coach, and it doesn't matter what you think is a great play on the whiteboard. If your team can function and operate those plays, it just really doesn't matter.
Yeah, no matter how smart you are. Corey Sauter is our guest.
No question.
What has life been like in the NSIC coming out of COVID this year? How has it felt? Rusty, shake it off, feel good? What's it been like?
Well, I tell you what, the first couple games was really unique because, I mean, all of us, we're all in the same boat. We missed the 2020 season, and so it's such a long gap. You're looking at almost a, you know, year and a half to 2 year gap there between football games. And so those first couple games, just trying to get back in the game mode, was a struggle at times. But I really think we're in a good flow right now as a conference. The unique thing, Maxie, is there's been very few interruptions. I mean, when you look at our league, there's only just a handful of positive cases.
That's good to hear, yeah.
That's really good to hear. It certainly is. I mean, there's hardly anybody missing games. There hasn't been major disruption at all, you know. So it's, knock on wood, hopefully that continues here down the stretch. But it's I was anticipating missing a couple games of some sort.
Sure.
You know how it is. I mean, just based on what we dealt with last year, you kind of start to go to that thinking, okay, what's going to happen here? How are we going to adjust from it? You know, coaches being out, players being out. But you know what? It's been uneventful, and let's hopefully we can just keep it that way and keep it going. And I tell you what, our crowds have been really amazing. I mean, we had a homecoming, two weekends ago, and I tell you what, it was rocking. I mean, we had a boatload of people here. People were just so juiced to be outside and follow and support the Mustangs. And, you know, so we were so grateful to be just live events again. And you can tell the fan base was just really itching to get back to watching football.
Corey Sauter's our guest, head coach, Southwest Minnesota State in Marshall, and of course, former Gopher quarterback and NFL quarterback. Do you like your team? Do you like what you're seeing second half here?
Well, yeah, you know, we're playing some really competitive football. We've had a couple tight losses. You know, the last couple weeks, we won two and lost two. But the games that we've lost, we've been super competitive. One thing I'm really happy about is just the physicality of our group. We really have invested a lot up front on our offense and defensive lines, and it's made a big difference. And so it's just been fun to see that group really come together. And we also have a lot of young kids, too, you know, that are going in there and playing, you know, as a true freshman. And that's exciting for all of us. So I really feel good about the progression. The guys are truly laying it all on the line. And the reality is we got four big games coming up here down the stretch.
Yeah.
We're playing some really quality opponents, you know, so that's the part that we're happy about. And as I always say, I mean, that's what you sign up for. You know, we signed up for 11 regular season games, and here we go. We got the final four here down the stretch, and can't wait to compete, and looking forward to get that next win.
Trey Lance, of course, grew up in Marshall, Minnesota, and I know, you know, he ended up at North Dakota State, and I don't know that you recruited him or had a chance even to get him, but you watched him back in high school, I'm sure, several times. What did you see then, and did you project him to be a real good quarterback? Some people said another position. Did it surprise you at all what he's been able to do?
Well, I don't think it surprises me. He's a kid that obviously we had no shot at getting. He was essentially an FBS, FCS level player.
Yeah, I mean, his dad played at Southwest,
and
right?
No question, yeah. So, obviously he was a kid that was just, you could tell right away, he was just more developed than everybody else around him. You know, and just the way he carried himself, leadership ability, athletic ability, and then just he really started to come along in terms of his skill set, throwing the ball. And before you know it, you know, you have a kid that has athletic ability and can throw. Everybody in the country wants those guys, right? And,
yeah.
He started to put it together, and tell you what, I know just this region of the state, I mean, I think everybody in town has a Trey Lance jersey. I mean, that's just the way it is.
You can see it, huh?
It's really cool, you know, and so he's going to have a great career, do great things, but I think the thing that makes him really special is just his background and his family and his mother and father. I mean, just they raised him really well.
Yeah, because he was a Mustang, right, Dad, right?
Yes. Carlton Lance, was a former Mustang, and, he actually spoke to our team a couple times over the years, and, you can tell – You know, his parents are just really good people, and that's why Trey's going to do well, is because he's grounded. He has a great background, a foundation to build off of, and he's not going to allow anything to get to his head in terms of just being at that level. So, you know, that's the part that I think really separates him from maybe some other players.
But Marshall's had a good run, and they fed your program pretty well as well, haven't they?
Yes, no question. And, you know, it's just been a good football area. You know,
yeah.
Very similar to, like, Hutchinson. You know,
a lot of good players in those areas. Yep.
Put out a lot of good Division I players, even Division II players, FCS players. And, you know, there's a nice pipeline. You know how it is. You know, once you start getting it going and, you know, everybody beneath, you know, those ninth graders, 10th graders are going, I want to be the next Trey Lance.
And there's your whole key. Now they're in the weight room.
Yep.
Now they're competing every day, right?
Yep. And they're working their tails off. And before you know it, they do, because they saw the light at the end of the tunnel. They saw someone else go through it and they go, I want that too.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all it takes, you know. And I mean, I was the same way when I was you know, younger. And you know, with Andy Rosberg, you know, Andy was a guy that won multiple state championships, you know, and I still remember, you know, in the high school when they had the kind of the parade and everything that happened when they got back home, and I was like, dang, you know what, I really want to be a part of that too, you know, play football and be a part of that and be a part of a winning program. And
yeah, but you and Mortensen, both from Hutchinson, both started a quarterback for the Gophers at different times, and I think that's maybe the only high school in the state that can say that, you know?
Yes, yeah. No question.
And last question, though, the transfer portal, does it get to you much? How does that affect you? What do you see?
Well, I think it affects, you know, all levels. You know, essentially, there's been more and more people that have entered. The days of, you know, going to college for 4 to 5 years, I think, are long gone. You know, there's many more situations now where a kid's going to be out of school for a year or two. And, you know, if he's not playing, guess what? He's going to go in the portal and try to find some other place that fits him. And, you know, sometimes there's some good merit to that. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of kids just don't give it enough time either. You know, if they would just stay
right.
Put,
but I wonder, like, do a lot of Division I's, say a player's not playing at Division I, he's down on the depth chart, is he calling Southwest Minnesota State, or how does it work?
Well, it basically trickles down. So essentially all the, you know, guys in the Big Ten, I mean, those guys end up potentially going FCS
yep.
sometimes.
And away you go from there, huh?
FCS guys, yeah. So everything just kind of works itself down. You know, we even get, you know, you see it in our league, guys that played at the Division I level even trickle into our league. So
yep.
It's just becoming more and more common to get, you know, some higher-level players that ultimately didn't play, and they're looking for a home, they're looking to get on the field,
yep.
And, you know, that's their best avenue to do so.
Corey, great to talk to you always about a variety of football topics. Good luck on Saturday, and we always appreciate our visits.
Awesome, Maxie. Thanks again.
Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.